Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
We're back. Yes, indeed. Thank the Most High. We're back again. Back again for another episode. Yes, another very precious episode of Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I'm your host, Eddie Mia of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Yes, so very thankful to the Most High for this opportunity, this precious opportunity to be back with you here again. Yes, and I thank the Most High for every ear that He brings near. And I thank you all, yes I do, for listening. For the Most High has told me, yes directly has He told me, that I have for His cause some very important things for Him, yes, that I must do. The Most High calls a prophet to speak with others would not. For indeed, my brothers and sisters, men more often than not have been more concerned for personal pulpits and thrones than for the ultimate divine covenant cause, the one consent, healing, and reconciliation of a people devout unto the one Most High, for the making one, my brothers and sisters, of a world entire unto the ways of eternal peace. But now, my brothers and sisters, even now the time, my brothers and sisters, that time has come when the promise times of refreshing are upon us. The time to rediscover the ancient truths. The time foretold, my brothers and sisters, that all the precious truths that unscrupulous men for so long have schemed to keep hidden in the darkness, must again be brought to the light, to at last remember all that should never have been forgotten by truth-loving brothers and sisters, is now. For again, the Most High has told me that I have for him some very important things for his cause that I must do. And he told me that because of what I must do, he said that I would surely accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But he told me that in doing for him that which he has asked of me, that I would have his protection and his guidance. And for that, my brothers and sisters, I am indeed utmost thankful. For the Most High has told me, yes, indeed, has he told me, that I must tell you things. Yes, that I must tell you things, precious truths, that men have done some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence, and yes, my brothers and sisters, if they could, to destroy. So let it be in this day when the Most High is appointed, yes, that all the truth that the world would obscure must again come to light. When all who would hide the truth from you must be exposed. When indeed, my brothers and sisters, all that has been hidden in the darkness must come to the light, must be revealed. Let it be, my brothers and sisters, that all who would serve the Most High cry aloud. Hallelujah!
Well, Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom, my brothers and sisters. Yes, let us thank the Most High. Yes, let us thank the Most High. We're back. Yes, indeed, we're back again for another episode, another very precious, precious episode of Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I am your host, Eddie Mia of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Indeed, so very thankful to the Most High for this opportunity. Yes, indeed, this very, very precious, precious opportunity to be back with you here again to speak these very precious, precious words the Most High has granted us for the healing of our people. But no question about it, the Most High has told me. Yes, indeed, he has told me directly that I must tell you things. Yes, indeed, that I must tell you things that men have done some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence. And yes, my brothers and sisters, and yes, my brothers and sisters, if they could. I said, if they could, to destroy. But we must know what is promised. We lived in a quite much, very much so lawless world without the sense of a genuine sense of a covenant. And the many divisions that exist among the nations are evident of that. We must know, my brothers and sisters, that if we do not all speak and believe the same, no question about it, we lie. I repeat, if we do not all speak and believe the same, if we are ashamed to speak the whole truth, if we are constrained in our speech according to the variant worldly status quos of this world, what did the Apostle Shaul say? If I seek to persuade men, I cannot be a servant of Yah. He spoke with regard to the fact, my brothers and sisters, that throughout the... in fact, my brothers and sisters, from the very beginning, the hope of the faith has always been that the world we live in would recognize one way of peace, the gospel, transcendent all and every misallegiance. All the divisions that exist among us will be restored, that we would be restored even unto full restitution of all the Most High has declared. Full restoration, remembrance of all the Most High has declared. Yes, my brothers and sisters, by the mouth of all his holy prophets since this world began. Read it for yourself in Acts 3:18-23. And I dare say, my brothers and sisters, whoever it is, does not look forward to that restoration as trusted in depravities. Whoever would desire, my brothers and sisters, that the corruptions of this world, whoever would desire that the corruptions that this world has used to blind and corrupt the faith, but would believe that those corruptions, my brothers and sisters, should remain never exposed because men call it the church. Whoever believes, my brothers and sisters, that the truth, so much truth that has been forgotten because men would not speak it. Whoever believes, my brothers and sisters, that long forgotten, neglected. Whoever believes that such magnificent truth that is prophesied, promised, surely must be brought again to light. Whoever would desire that truth never be remembered, my brothers and sisters, as one who harbors the heart of a devil. Let me say this, my brothers and sisters. The scriptures tell us we must seek the Most High with all our minds, hearts, souls, and might. That our seekitude for him should be constrained after any of the variant kings and misrulerships of this world. Never should it ever have been constrained, even by any of the so-called priests, pastors, rabbis, elders, of this world. And my brothers and sisters, by no means, how can we seek the Most High with all our hearts if we are resistant against the truth? Most High sent Messiah, and he spoke these words concerning the kingdom of Yah, the people of Shamayim, people who keep the Shema, the Most High, loving him with all their minds, hearts, soul, and might, seeking him with all their minds, hearts, souls, and might, that the Most High might be discerned as one among all our people. He likened it, my brother and sister, to a woman who had found the 10th coin. And she went forth, pleading that all should rejoice with her for having found that which was lost. Did you hear me, my brother and sister? All should rejoice with her for having found that which was lost. Our brothers and sisters, if there be any among us, I repeat, if there be any among us who being granted the knowledge that for many ages man has treacherously neglected, if we, upon finding that truth, my brothers and sisters, that should never have been forgotten, we look upon it with disdain, because we have trusted in others, our brothers and sisters, we are found immediately unworthy of the kingdom of Yah, but was always the work of the adversary. Yes, my brothers and sisters, that old demon they call Satan, the devil. It was always the work of the adversary that men forget, deny, be blinded after counterfeits, not to discern what the truth is of the scriptures concerning my brother and sister, the Most High, and the coming of his anointed one. And I dare say to you, my brothers and sisters, if, there's no question in my mind, those who are willing to examine such articles on my website as at hiddengospel.com, articles like Prophetic Proof, articles like Early Church Origin and Mutual Expectation, articles like The Secret City Prophecies, articles like Tribulation 70-365 AD, The Gospel of Shiloh, and many others. Whoever, my brothers and sisters, upon finding such truth, all contained in the scripture, whoever, my brothers and sisters, does not delight in finding these truths again, my brothers and sisters, I have to ask the question, after what spirit is it? I repeat, after what spirit is it that men, upon finding the truth, despise that opportunity rather than show love for it? I would ask, my brothers and sisters, truly I would. Scripture says all that's done in the darkness, all that's been hid in the darkness. In fact, all the, well, quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, all the truth that men have denied must be brought again to light. Every matter of obstacle, lie, iniquity that men have done to hide and twist the truth. Well, quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, all such iniquity must be exposed. There's no question in my mind, I repeat, that what this world has taught, I said across the entirety of it, I repeat, there's no question in my mind what this world has taught across the entirety of it. As in so many ways, my brothers and sisters have been treacherously neglectful. Not true to what was always the ancient hope of the promise. What the scriptures say since the beginning. Since the beginning of the world, Isaiah 64:4. Since the beginning of the world, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, see the glory of what Yah has planned for those who wait, seek, love him. What does this mean? My brothers and sisters, I dare say, since the scriptures speak of a great restitution, a great restoration concerning all things the Most High has declared that must occur in the last days, and that Messiah would be the first to remember these things in these latter days, to teach it again to mankind. Whoever is satisfied with the varying standards that men have trusted across the course of ages, hey, now even many generations, has trusted in and been satisfied, my brothers and sisters, with the depravities. I said the depravities of mind that seem wise only to those who are not yet fully wise. And since what has been by and large taught, and I said across the board, across this world, has not been true to the genuine expectation of the one called the Kurdi, the one called Shashan Shah, the one called Shiloh, the one who brings all the truth again to light, that men may discern that what they do is genuine through Yah. If men have not taught, my brothers and sisters, that great expectation would compel men to trust in something far less after the divisiveness of this world. My brothers and sisters, what men have trusted and loved has been the heart of the devil. Hear me, my brothers and sisters. I repeat, if we do not all believe and speak the same, whose message do we speak? If we do not all speak the same message, my brothers and sisters, dare we say we have not lied? If, my brothers and sisters, in fact, I will say this, since what has been by and large taught across the board among the churches, supposed churches, quite worldly, in fact, since it has not been true to the full expectation of what the scripture says men should seek after at the return of Messiah, this is not true, my brothers and sisters, to that ancient hope, and I'll explain more. What is it, then, my brothers and sisters, that men have believed? What men have believed, my brothers and sisters, of not looking forward to Messiah to rebuke, expose, prove invalid every present partial and polluted standard. If men are not looking for Messiah to do that, what have they done but sought to be justified after lies, after partialities? Dare men say that their hearts have been driven against the fullness of the knowledge of the truth? By the Holy Spirit? Is it after the Holy Spirit, my brothers and sisters, that men believe? Do we dare to believe? That it's been after the Holy Spirit that we see some, what, 45,000 denominations in this world? Do we dare say that the divisions of this world, the many misallegiances that yet persist in this world, are the result of men having been true to the gift of the Holy Spirit, as if the Most High taught them these many variant lies. It can never be the gospel of peace. Do we dare to believe, my brothers and sisters, that a multitude of standards that have caused men to argue against the greater truth of the Most High have been service unto the Most High worthy unto perpetuity? I want you to listen to me, my brothers and sisters. Messiah said, if you love me, keep guard, maintain, defend. He said, his commandments. In other words, his commandments are discerned, or the commandments of the Most High as revealed by his Father, by the spirit of his Father's conscience. 45,000 denominations reading the book, coming up with different ideas, is not that spirit. Why did he say, go forth and guard, maintain, keep, preserve? But my brothers and sisters, he knew that this word goes forth, or went forth, and must again still go forth in the midst of what has been a hostile environment. No man, legally, lawfully, preaches partialities and compromise. Or he should not, after such compromise, presume that before the Most High he is justified, because he speaks within the constraints, carnal, worldly status quo. I know what the Most High told me, that he sends a prophet to speak what others would not, beyond the constraints of a contentious humanity and the mass of its rulers, who despise, my brothers and sisters, the greater authority, the king, who shall indeed, my brothers and sisters, reprove, even rebuke, and cast from their thrones. Yes, please read Isaiah. Isaiah 42. Isaiah 41. So much other scripture I can speak of in the book of Enoch. So much prophecy. It says the Messiah must cast the rulers from their thrones because they have acted as obstacles against conversion of the masses unto the will of one. Now, how shall men believe that all shall be subject to the one king, preserving the variant rulerships of a multitude of different ones? I want you to understand, my brothers and sisters, to read the scriptures closely. You find in Isaiah 41:21, that the rulers of this world have never preached the gospel of the kingdom of Yah, but have sought to preserve their own dominions, their own kingdoms. But men have not discerned beyond this travesty, because it has been men who have aided and abetted such foolish rules, establishment and perpetuation. But my brothers and sisters, none of these diversities and contentions are the law of the Most High. As I said on last evening, it's time we understand. The whole world was lawless, having exchanged the truth of Yah for lies of a reprobate and undisciplined mind, long before the appearing of Messiah, who said, go forth and teach all nations everything he commanded. He said, go forth and defend and guard the truth of his word. He would not have had to say this, my brothers and sisters, if he did not know that the goal of this world has always been to twist the holy word outside of context, that men remain subject to false rulers. For if one is not subject to divine rule and divine law, whose law is he under? You must understand the grace of Yah reveals divine law beyond all misadministration. For a multitude of differing doctrines, oftentimes compelling men to hate the truth, causing men to argue, even go to war, murder one another to defend partial standards. Well, my brothers and sisters, quite frankly, never in the course of all history has that ever been a covenant with Yah. on last evening. On last evening, I spoke a bit with regard to what was called the expectation, the gospel of Shiloh. Shiloh even means peace. Gospel, my brothers and sisters, a word from above that must discipline all the nations after the will of one. But have the nations, my brothers and sisters, taught that exceeding word? Have a ruler once is having established or been, let's just say, set to rule over the various institutionalities and governments they have created? Have they been willing beyond all compromise to teach, my brothers and sisters, a conscience in which there is no contradiction? Did they know it? A man does not know the truth, my brothers and sisters. How can he know how not to lie? Have we discerned? I said, have we discerned, my brothers and sisters, for what? We indeed should always have been waiting. Again, my brothers and sisters, the scripture says, Yah so loved the world. He gave his only begotten son that whoever believes in him might not perish. They have everlasting life. How about a word without contradiction? Scripture says, whoever wants to do good works, desires to do good, will come into the light. How about an invariant word, truth, that he might know with a certainty, if you will, that what he has been done through Yah. In other words, through the power of the Holy Spirit, the power of the Most High himself, the revelation of the Most High. He said, whoever seeks to do evil will not come into the light, will not seek the invariant, pure, perfect word, lest his evil deeds should be reproved. My brothers and sisters, have we discerned or have we not that for which we should have always been waiting? Humanity, my brothers and sisters, by and large, is simply thought to be justified according to whatever their variant rulers in this world have declared and decreed, believing that these who seem to be well set up, elected by men, because men believe that those that they have elected are the chosen of Yah. When in fact, my brothers and sisters, the rulers have sought to be politically correct, seeking to absorb, if you will, for themselves, the energies and the strength of a people divided. Dare we say, my brothers and sisters, that such a compromise, such contentious differences, are the work of the Spirit of the One Most High? My brothers and sisters, after the spirit, the ideas, the thoughts of one, a people can only be one. So I have to ask, my brothers and sisters, after what spirit is it that we see the differences that exist among us in belief, thought, and deed? Second chapter. How about around 2:16, 3 and 4? 1 Corinthians says that if there's strife and divisions among us, we have not functioned after the mind of Yah, but still yet been carnal. Our brothers and sisters, after the mind of Yah, we can only consider all things and arrive in terms of conclusion with regard to any matter as one. And if we cannot reason as one, my brothers and sisters, I said, if we cannot reason as one, how say we are delivered? If we do not discern, my brothers and sisters, what has been the obstacle? All prophecy relates that unto great discretion that will expose a mass illusion in this world. For that purpose, my brothers and sisters, that every lie be exposed, Messiah comes. What is it then, my brothers and sisters, your leaders have sought? Did they seek the end of every misallegiance and every lie? And why do so many differing ideals exist? Is it so easy, my brothers and sisters, for men after themselves to see beyond themselves? Isaiah 56:57. And as the Messiah comes, the final reveal of what fully is the righteousness of Yah. But it also says, my brothers and sisters, that your rulers of instead of seeking that pure, perfect righteousness, even being willing to accept it, have all gone their own way. Each one seeking after his own advantage, supposedly his own advantage. Yes, to the very last one. And therefore men have loved their collusion with leaders, my brothers and sisters, who have given them license to do as they will. But my brothers and sisters, do they not understand that the very rulers who pervert the grace and the truth of the Most High, declaring that men have a right to believe and do as they will, despite divine command? Have they discerned the fate of those who lie to them as such? I see much scripture saying that such leaders as these will one day be taken into chains. And after many days, punished. He who takes them to captivity should go into captivity. He who kills by the sword should die by the sword. My brothers and sisters, when Messiah appears, it must be brought to bear day. And there'll be no more confusion as what is the work of the Holy Spirit. For we'll be discerned in that day as the kings of the earth, as it says in Psalms 2. Have indeed, I repeat, kings of the earth, supposedly responsible unto an anointing, because that's what a king is, one anointed. Or at least should be. Because nobody has a right to rule but by Yah. How is it, my brothers and sisters, that the kings of the earth have conspired against the anointing, against the truth of the Most High, but that they would seek against the authority of the one Most High, seeking to establish their own self-righteousness? But the Most High has already said in Psalms 2 that against all those who would do this, he would send his Son and shall surely put the world in total. Yes, even all the kings and all those who follow them, they should be placed under his hand to be judged according to his righteousness. Blessed are they who will discern in time, brothers and sisters. Because quite frankly, even just today, I dealt for a time with a character. When I spoke about the need to be restored to divine law, dared to call it satanic. Said I spoke to someone who dared to say that I speak against the church when I talk about keeping the law of the Most High. There are some minds, my brothers and sisters, out here that are absolutely unworthy to be called minds at all. They have no sense of discipline, no sense of discretion. Completely worldly, preserving every misideal imaginable, and daring to say that in their participation in such evil affiliations, that they are of the consecrated body. Of the Most High and His anointed. sad situation, my brothers and sisters. Very sad situation. But there are those who just seek to speak while they can, to argue against all reason, having no love in their hearts at all for what is and must be the reality. I'd like to read a little bit of scripture before I go forward. Maybe perhaps with this time that we do have left tonight, we can cover quite a bit of material. Still so much I can tell you. Seems like every evening that at the end of the show, I never cover all things wanted that I have desired to speak. But I pray, my brothers and sisters, that things are being said, that those who have a heart open their minds to receive it. My brothers and sisters, that the Holy Spirit help the minds to see the greater realization of these things, how they all work together, what are their implications. That's why, quite frankly, that's how I discern so many things. I know the word of Yah is line upon line, precept upon precept. Everything the Most High says, my brothers and sisters, has both its foundation and implications. Blessed are they who realize the magnanimity, the height, depth, and breadth. There is the magnificence of the mind of the Most High, that we might seek and follow him beyond all others. Isaiah 64:1. Oh, my brothers and sisters, this scripture in so many ways is a prophecy of the last days. Isaiah 64:1. Oh, thou wouldst rend the heavens, and thou wouldst come down the mountains. My brothers and sisters, in the Hebrew mind, that mountains oftentimes related to nations. Oh, thou wouldst come down that the mountains, nations might melt at thy presence. In other words, the hardness of the hearts of the nations, self-righteous, might melt before his presence, before the knowledge of him. As when the melting fire burns, causes the waters to boil, to make thy name, how about his truth, known? Even unto the rebuke of all his adversaries, that the nations may tremble at his presence, at the knowledge of him. Ah, my brothers and sisters, these prophecies ultimately speak in latter day tense. The time will come when the Most High shall surely do terrible things which men did not expect. When he will come down, the mountains will indeed, my brothers and sisters, the hardness of men's hearts, of the illusions after which men have thought themselves wise, will melt, will be shown and put to completely to shame before the presence of the word of his truth. But since the beginning of the world, it says, men have not discerned, not comprehended, not heard, not perceived by their ears, neither has the eyes seen, O Yah, besides thee, but thou hast prepared for him that waits for, that seeks after him. My brothers and sisters, if we all did seek after him, there would be peace. But isn't it obvious when we look at the world around us today that rather than seeing peace, we always see is the multitude of all the more contentions. Agreements, my brothers and sisters, after every manner of contradiction imaginable. And men have dared to say that all these massive contradictions against the truth is a covenant with Yah. I say, think again. My brothers and sisters, the scriptures tell us we should not lie in the name of the Most High. In fact, the scriptures tell us in Zechariah 13, the lie in the name of the Most High is an utmost damnable offense. 45,000 denominations. There are men say they've learned how not to lie against Yah. If there's any division among us at all, it's because someone is lying against the Most High. Shall men say who lie against the truth? Shall men lie against the truth, my brothers and sisters, and be forgiven? because they said they believed in him. If a man says he believes in the Most High and continues to lie, then he's calling the Most High a liar, or says the Most High agrees with his lie. And such one who says the Most High agrees with a lie is a liar. He said the truth will set you free. Meaning without the truth, my brothers and sisters, all man knows how to do is lie. All he knows how to do is presume. Did we, my brothers and sisters, get them hope, promise, expectation of faith? Faith, my brothers and sisters, must be that the truth triumphs. The goal of the faith must always have been unto the end of the lie, unto the end of all misallegiances, unto the end of all contentious differences and misimaginations. The Messiah said your righteousness must exceed that ultimate sin of your leaders. He's saying either you find the truth of him beyond all your leaders, or yet, my brothers and sisters, you shall not enter unto the kingdom of Yah. Why? Because you are bondage to the differences of opinion of man. And the different opinions of man are not evidence of man having heard from or been true to the gift of the Holy Spirit. The greatest discernment, my brothers and sisters, discretion must be attained. Lest the man prove himself vulnerable to the lies of every devil. The reason why the scripture says, put upon yourself the whole armor of Yah. The whole truth. For my brothers and sisters, men willing to argue after partial and polluted standards have only fought to preserve something less than divine conscience. You know, I find it amazing. The Messiah said, if you love me, keep guard, maintain, and defend my commandments. I'm about to even the truth of his conscience. Something that men cannot do. Lest the Most High be guided. You know, it's amazing that so many want to believe that what they see today is truly the church of old. Sad, sad situation. Because to believe that what we see today is true to the church of old is to say that that men can guard, maintain, and defend the truth of the faith after 45,000, differences? So you say you're going to guard what you think is the faith or the cleanness of a cleanness of the towel after it has been long made absolutely filthy. Our brothers and sisters, it's time we discern better than this. Scriptures tell us in Isaiah 28 when Messiah appears, he does at a time when in this world there's been no place clean. Shall we say we shall defend the corruption that has entered amongst us and say we have still yet defended the truth? Time, my brothers and sisters, wake up time. At the end of the day, you know, I find this amazing too. We've talked about that many times in the show. The scriptures actually speak of Messiah appearing three times. Look at that article on my website called Prophetic Proof, Hidden Gospel, Prophetic Proof. It explains who Messiah said he was 2,000 years ago relative to his having appeared before 2,700 years ago. And man not discerning what was prophesied of him long before his appearing 2,700 years ago in terms of what he must completely perform to do. Men have not understood what's under that eventuality. They have not discerned what he did 2,000 years ago, nor what he comes to do in these latter days. And in fact, my brothers and sisters, not understanding that eventuality, men in so many ways, think about it, the scripture says at the end of the days, at the end of this age, all must wait for, seek after his law. Some men say they prepare for him ever. After the misrule of another? scripture says he will speak according to all spoken by the prophets since the world began. Do you talk about, my brothers and sisters, a latter testimony, or deny the former testimony and say the Most High is consistent? Messiah comes to speak concerning all spoken by the prophets since the world began. When was it ever then viable to deny the word of the true prophet? Never. From the beginning, the expectation was one who would restore all things. Bring about the restitution of all things, manifestation of all things according to what the Most High intended from the beginning. Did you ever consider, my brothers and sisters, then, that from the very beginning, the hope of the expectation, faith in Yah, seeking to be found true to Him, is that you agree with Messiah, the anointing of the Most High, the anointed one of the Most High, whenever He appears. And certainly that you appear, be able to agree with Him in these latter days, and your life be an example of a genuine search, obedience. Even by brothers and sisters, your life be a reference point that points to respect for what the Most High has said Messiah must do. And should him, without question, my brothers and sisters, he come to speak, to bring the remembrance of all things, to expose every lie, rebuke all sin, or whatever it is that divided and confused the conscience of men. But if your leaders didn't tell you that, there are so many who actually believe they function after the Holy Spirit when they're... I had somebody tell me the other day that because I was not humble before every man's word, that somehow I was not humble before the Most High, kind of showing the depravity of their conscience. Brothers and sisters, how can you flatter the misconceits of man and still be true to Yah? He said, if you love me, keep guard and maintain my command. That means if men twist the word out of context, you're supposed to have, after the Most High, a spirit of discretion and a word of wisdom to rebuke the lie that men not worship devils unawares. But there are many, my brothers and sisters, who apparently do not understand that. The contradictory status quo of the nation, my brothers and sisters, were never to be an obstacle against the word of truth that comes from above. Like I said, dare men say that they can lie on the Most High and believe they're saved because they said they believe? Messiah, the scriptures tell us in Matthias 7:13, we must become an invariant light of truth to all the nations, and even goes as far as to say ultimately that he would say to whoever has lied against him, keep away from me. They put down your King James Version, I never knew you. Say, keep away from me. Speak the words that I never spoke. Keep away from me. You would merely presume my words. Because you didn't get them from him. How can you guard a word, my brothers and sisters, you have not heard? Far better. I know a lot of folks would rather just presume that they have. Translating things however they will according to their own perspective. Scripture never said, my brothers and sisters, the Most High will ever be pleased with anybody's word or anybody's idea of a covenant but his own. We live in a strange society today. Men just imagine that what they believe is true and figure that they can get enough people to believe it. The Most High calls it wise. My brothers and sisters, the Most High is not destabilized by the misconceits and misimaginations, nor any manner of the instabilities of men. He said, oh, thou wouldst rend the heavens, thou wouldst come down, that the mountains might melt at thy presence, as when the mountain burns and causes the waters to boil, that to make thy name, how about reverence for the truth of his will, to be known to the rebuke of all and every adversary who would cause men to contend against the truth, against the peace. Since the beginning of the world, men have not heard, nor discerned, nor comprehended, perceived by the ear. But Yah's plan for those who love him. Meaning, my brothers and sisters, that never were the standards of the nations and their differences viable as a covenant. When Messiah said, go ye forth and teach all nations and convert them to do everything he's commanded, he was actually telling the nation, my brothers and sisters, seek again the absolute foundation of his word for the cumulative ideals that have made any of the various nations of this world, none of which is seeking are true to the fullness of what is the gospel. If the nations are not true to the fullness of the gospel, and none of them has been, I dare men believe, my brothers and sisters, that after these cumulative ideals of the nations, that they worship anything else but a devil. Evil is a deviation from a perfect state. How should men, my brothers and sisters, uphold institutions which uphold gross contradictions and say they've been true to Yah, who is holy, who is true, does not change forevermore? Like I said, the Most High will not sign, has not signed, nor will he ever sign a contract filled with lies. Spirit of Yah is truth. Even precept upon precept, truth upon truth, no lie in it. How is it that my brothers and sisters so often may have seen mass contradictions amongst them and still wanted to believe that it was wise? Not so, my brothers and sisters. Not so. Like I said, the scriptures declare that Messiah must come to expose the pretense. A system, as the scripture says, false concept of Messiah who has horns, seeming as a lamb, but speaking as a dragon. He speaks as a dragon, my brothers and sisters, by whose anointing? Or by what spirit has this one function? The told people that continuing to remain reprobate-minded without a law, maintaining all the various contentious rulerships of man. Who is it that, my brothers and sisters, have compelled men to believe that such insanity and stability as this is worthy unto the kingdom of the Holy One? Far from it, my brothers and sisters. Like I say, if men defend, preserve, and men maintain what they, according to constraints, contentions, the adversarialities of man. So men preserve, my brothers and sisters, what they choose not to speak because they're afraid of a world and status quo. As I said, the apostle Shaul said, if any man seek to persuade men, in other words, compromise the word after the ideals of men, he cannot be a servant of Yah. I know what the Most High told me. He told me that he sends a prophet to speak what others would not. He told me, my brothers and sisters, that I must tell you things that men have done this from everything they could. Since the dawn of human fall, to hide, deny, pervert, silence, and destroy. But there are those who would rather argue than seek out my words, surely, and so surely in the context of the scripture. Lest they discern the folly of their own heart. My brothers and sisters, I can only speak what the Most High has granted me the knowledge to speak. He did not tell me what he has told me, that it be compromised or that it be subdivided according to simply what is a faddish ideal on the part of the peoples. And each one say they have peace, what? With the Holy One after their own ideals? And Messiah said, my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, meaning that compromising the varying ideals of men is not peace with him. And is not the peace, nor the holiness of his kingdom. Humanity, my brothers and sisters, has gotten the hope of Shiloh. Genesis 49 speaks of one out of the tribe of Judah who regathered the people. How about bring all people to wait for, seek after the law and the righteousness were one. What is this that men have called a law, my brothers and sisters, if it has not brought peace? Like I said, the nations of the world are already lawless. I said the nations of this world are already lawless. The men say they've converted unto him who is true to himself and true to all his word forevermore. And so men say they are true to the law of the King Most High, because they reprobate undisciplined inconsistencies of the minds of the masses. Like I said, the one called Shiloh returns to restore to mind so much that the whole world is forgotten. How then are men satisfied with the pluralities and partialities we see this day? Again, I could talk about 2 Corinthians. Yes, 13th chapter. We all not the same faith, we are rejected. Why, brothers and sisters? Because if we do not all seek to learn the truth, we might all speak the same word, true to Yah, we lie. Check out that website, my brothers and sisters of mine, hiddengospel.com. So many of the articles that I've mentioned. For indeed, my brothers and sisters, contained therein is some succeeding word that we all must discern. Till we speak again, my brothers and sisters, this has been Eddie Miah. Remembrance Ministries, under his might, under his honor, his praise always, thank the Most High for every year that he brings near. Hallelujah! And I do thank you all again. Yes, I do, for listening, for the time to concern ourselves with discerning again the truth, even that with which the Most High is pleased, is now. There's so much I've said, my brothers and sisters, that unless men are willing to examine the truths you find on my website and look at them within great depth, they might be pronated to argue. Some might be pronated to argue, but only because not yet have they truly understood.